Hello, and welcome to a new inspiration with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about domestic violence because it is October, and that's one of the things October is normally given credit for bringing awareness to. Domestic violence has so many different faces to it. Because you can grow up in a house that has domestic violence, and you can, you know, end up with a spouse who creates domestic violence in your home. And the interesting thing about domestic violence is that people often think that if you are not hit, or in fear of your life, that what you're experiencing is not domestic violence. And that's untrue, because domestic violence is more about intimidation, control, manipulation, and anger. And it doesn't have to be the people you think it's going to be from. You know, you might think it comes from people who had an abusive household themselves, or it could be from somebody who, has PTSD, but in fact, domestic violence can be the person that's more like your neighbor next door. It could be somebody who grew up in a beautiful household, but it's just somebody who has anger issues or some other issues that they're not dealing with, and they're taking it out on you. But on the other point of domestic violence, you just don't know who can perpetrate it. Sometimes it's a police officer or a fireman, or it could be a mayor. It could be anybody, no matter how much they have or how little they have. They could be somebody who's homeless, or they could be somebody who's living like a king. So I think what happens is that sometimes we don't identify that what we're going through is domestic violence. And it's easier for the person on the outside to see it. You know, we can often recognize it in others before we recognize it in ourselves or what we're going through. And the interesting thing is, I want to say about 10 years ago, there was an uptick in domestic violence in teenage relationships. And it was surprising to me, because usually when someone is a domestic abuser, they hide it. And oftentimes women are not aware of the tendency until after they've been married or otherwise deeply connected. It could be that they give birth to a child. It's almost like a trigger in the other person's mind that says, okay, now they're mine. I can do what I want. And I don't know if that's what they're thinking, but some people are able to hold off their physical altercations until that marriage or until that child. And then it's open. It's like a door opens and the floodgates come out and you have no idea what or why it's happening. And domestic violence is not your fault. It's not your fault. If you're the one who is being attacked or abused, it's not your fault. It's nothing you've done. It's not that you don't deserve better. It's just that you have a relationship with someone who has some work that they need to do on themselves. And the sad thing is, a lot of times the woman stays because the man says, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it'll never happen again. I've never done that before. I don't know what came over me. And I would venture to say that 99.9% of the time, that's not true. He's hit someone before. He is a known abuser. He may have moved from a location where people now don't know who he is or what he's done. So nobody in his circle was able to tell you that's what his background was. But I venture to say that if he hits you, he's probably hit someone else. The other layer to domestic violence is the children that are involved, because even if your child is not being hit, if they see you being hit, that is a form of domestic violence, because it's now in that child's psyche, and it's never healthy for a child to see their parent abused or their siblings abused. What I want to say to you is that you need to be aware, because domestic violence can look like you. It can look like the person next to you, and you wouldn't know. You need to look for signs. You know, is the person, you know, do they have sunshades on and it's not a sunny day? Do they have long sleeves on and everybody else around them is in tank tops? You know, we try to hide it because we're embarrassed when it happens to us. And there's no reason to be embarrassed about domestic violence, because it's not your fault. What I guess I'm saying to you is that if you see it, get out. If you're in it right now, get help. If you see somebody else going through it, offer your help and your assistance. But I also need to caution you, because I remember a time where I was trying to help somebody get out of domestic violence, and I went to visit my friend and check on her and her three or four kids, and I was invited inside, and her husband never went to get her, and I was just sitting at the table across from him looking, going, okay, he's never sat down with me before. What's the deal? And it wasn't for a few moments after me asking various different ways, where's my friend and the kids, that he says, you don't know? And I said, no, I don't know. And he said, are you sure you don't know? And I'm like, I came to visit them here, so I thought they were here. Well, they left me. She left me and she took my kids. I want my kids back. And he turned his anger on me. And I was blown away, because I knew that he was intimidating her, abusing her, and had her in fear. And at that moment, it dawned on me that she had left him, and she didn't even tell me where she was going. And he assumed, because I was the one friend that he did allow her to have, that I knew where she went. And so it took me a lot of creative thinking in moments that I did not have to spare to get out of that house. And I had to convince him that somebody was waiting for me across from the office, and that they were going to be coming out of my car soon looking for me, because they knew exactly where I went. And thank God he wasn't the brightest one in the tool shed, because I may not have made it out of there alive, because that man wanted to know where his wife was. So you can be a friend to somebody who is going through it, but keep yourself safe, because that's the last position anyone deserves to be in. And I understood why my friend did not tell me that she was leaving. And it's been 30-odd years, and I've never heard from her again. And I just pray that she is all right. So please keep that in mind. Keep yourself safe. Stay on the outside. And my lesson that I learned is, don't go through the door if you don't see your girlfriend, because you don't want to be in that position. As always, I'm sending you my love, my wishes for peace, and my hopes that you're having a beautiful day. So have a fantastic morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of love and peace. You deserve great things. Until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.